Well, good morning and welcome to Bowmansville. It's good to see each one of you here today, and welcome to those worshiping via the live stream. I'd like to just take a moment here and pray for Todd and Julie. Julie's in the hospital in Lancaster, so I'd like to just take a moment and pray for her. So will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we ask for your healing hand to be on Julie. I just pray that you will help her to feel better, give the doctors wisdom to know what is going on. But ultimately, we ask you to lay your healing hand on her, give Julie peace, give Todd peace as well, as he's walking alongside of her. I just pray that you will be with Larry and Sandy as well. Give them strength and energy as they're watching their children. I just pray that your presence and your spirit will be among them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I invite you to stand as we sing a couple songs here to start. And to maybe put a plug in for next Sunday, this is maybe a little bit of how worship will be next Sunday as well.
They tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
The ushers to come forward for this morning's offering on this next song. And the children may come forward with their coins for my coins count as well.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. Above with his wonderful love, save my soul at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. I wish that today all the people would pray as they did at the old country church. If they'd only confess, Jesus surely would bless as he did at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning, and we just thank you for how you have blessed us. God, we just pray that you would bless these tithes and offerings this morning and use them for your work in your kingdom. And we just pray your touch on the rest of this service this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Well, good morning, and this is Flowing Waters has this service this morning, and if you notice in your bulletin that after the Jeff's two songs, we're going to have two people come share their testimonies, and it all worked out. The one had a little bit of complications getting here, but just showed up, so we're in good shape now. Everything's good, and that's how God works. He's not always on our time, but everything works out perfectly. So I'm going to have Steve Ennis come front here, and he's going to share a little bit of his testimony. And if you see me going like this here, I'm just telling him it's time for him to sit down. So don't, no worries. So, okay, Steve.
Thanks, Rick. How are we doing, folks? A lot of you probably remember me. I was smaller then. I got married, and she cooks really well. My story kind of starts, I moved to Ephrata, maybe? I don't remember. I drank a lot. I made really, really good friends with Brian Horst here. He's probably still one of my best friends to this day. Everything I used to do revolved around how much I could drink and how fast I could get to doing it. And I hated myself. I hated pretty much everything. If I wasn't drinking, I wasn't happy. Hung out with Brian. We started going from church to church to church, trying to figure out where we liked, who we liked, who said the right thing, who did the right thing. Stopped here one day, and it's just been kind of home ever since. I had a long, long road of that before I could ever even think about trusting God. Before I ever let any of it in, I started going to Tuesday nights with Rick and everybody that's still there, Luke. And you know, I would take it in, go home, repeat the same cycle for probably a couple years. And I just, you know, I started praying here and there. Little stuff, nothing real meaningful probably. Hey, help me not drink today. Help me not curse somebody out today for being who they are. And just little by little, stuff just started getting easier. And, you know, I had a billion questions for Rick, billion questions for Larry. Larry, do I got to stop drinking to be a Christian? Do I got to stop smoking pot to do any of this? You know, and he's like, no, you're good. I'm like, I don't think you get it. Can I still have a drink and go to church? Yeah. I still don't think you get it. And I just went on like that, and things just started happening. I read an article, a kid probably 17, 18 years old, that I got to stop smoking pot to be a Christian. He said, do you get cleaned up to take a shower? And it makes sense to me. You know, you don't try to figure everything else out before you go to God to fix it. You just go to God and he just fixes it. It's not going to be on your terms. It was never on my terms for sure. But he just does something in you that makes you trust him, makes you love him. And I don't know how to express that kind of feeling. I know, and my wife will get mad at me for saying this. I love God more than I love my wife, more than I love my son, more than I love anything. But it took me a very, very long time to understand that it's a different type of love. It's a communication every morning, every night for me. And sometimes I'm not good at it. Sometimes I'll miss the morning because I don't like getting up at 6 and then having to, you know, be around people. And then I'll get halfway through the day and be like, I forgot to say good morning. And I'll, you know, I'll go outside, I'll smoke a cigarette, be like, hey God, good morning. Sorry about that. Let's have a good day today. Let's, you know, I'll talk to him about my own problems, problems of other people, things that I think of throughout the day. And I love him. He's never once let me down. I might have thought he did, but it's because I wanted something that's not feasible. It's not right for me. It's not the right track that I'm supposed to be on. I want $1 million in the bank. It's pretty highly unlikely. But, you know, we have food in our house. We have a place to sleep every night. We're safe. And I couldn't thank him more for anything that he does. You know, I got a beautiful child right there. And somebody that sticks beside me every single day, whether I'm mad, I'm a jerk, I just have a 6 o'clock morning. You know, she never gives up on me, and he gave me her. And I believe that very thoroughly. And I couldn't do this life without him, couldn't do this life without her. I would be, there's no doubt in my mind, I'd probably be dead on Rick and Anita's porch. You know, they did a lot for me. And, you know, I can't say thank you enough, but I do want to say thank you all for letting me come here. It feels like home every time I walk through those doors. I feel like I'm supposed to be here. It's where I belong. And the big guy upstairs made it happen for me. But I'm going to hand this back over to Rick, and I'll shut up.
Well, thank you, Steve. I was glad when you looked over this way and clarified that you couldn't do it without somebody that you did say she, and that it wasn't me. So, because it has nothing to do with us, and you're going to hear another story that it has nothing to do with who we are. It's just a matter of us being a support to people. So I would, I'd ask Will Marie to come front, and she's going to share a little story also.
It's hard for me to talk in front of a lot of people. But when I first came here, I was invited by Karen. She's one of the members. And I was looking for like somewhere I can learn more about God and things like that and feel comfortable. When I came, I have my elbow broken because I fell and I was going through a lot. I lost my job. They didn't want me to work with only one hand. And we came and we prayed. And I remember that day when we were praying, as I was walking out that room at the end of the study Bible and praying section, I saw this white, bright light going inside me. And a couple days after, I was getting better from my hand. And now I also remember we were praying for me to have employee work. I mean, and now I have work back to back that I don't even have time for myself. So, yes, that's my story. Thank you.
So like I said, it has nothing to do with us. It's all about God. It's us being there, supporting, showing love, but God does his work. And so this morning, I just want to share a short message. And if you notice in the bulletin, it says continuity with God. And I'm assuming everybody here knows what continuity is. If you don't, I'm going to explain it. And continuity is something that is not broken. It is a continual line that when you start at one end, you have the same thing at the other end. It's a continuous line. It's not broken. So I start out this morning with a story, and that story is going to focus on this. And this is, I know a lot of you might not be able to see this, but those of you that can, what does this look like? A fuse. Okay. One day at work, I was working here, and Anita called me and she said, I put something in the oven and I went back an hour later and it's still cold, it's not working. I said, well, it's probably the coils. Just jiggle them a little bit. They're not making connection in the back. So she did that. She called me. It worked. And I thought, well, I'm a genius. And but you all know that already. So it went a little bit, and she called me again a couple of days later, and the same thing happened. And I said, well, just wiggle it again. And so this time she had to wiggle it a little longer, but it worked. So I told her, okay, I'll put it on my list of things to take care of. So the next week came, the next week went, and I said, yeah, I'll take care of that, yeah. So the next week came, the next week went. Well, you know how I am. My schedule is always open. So finally, it got to the point where she said, you got to do something about this. It's just not working. I said, okay. So I was like, well, where do you even start? I pulled the stove out, and well, the power is coming to the back of the stove, so what do you do? So, y'all know what this is? It's an electric tester. And these things are great. There's all kinds of things that you can do with these things. So, I set it to the continuity, which, if I hold the one probe on the one end of the wire and the other on the other end, it will tell me if there's a break or if there's electric could run straight through it. So I didn't have to go very far until I figured out it was the fuse. Now notice, you cannot see, normally a fuse has a little line in here, and it's clear that you can see it. And then you can tell, oh, it's broken, but this one did not have one. So I checked it, and the fuse was bad. So all I did was went and got a new fuse, put a new fuse in, and wa-ling, I'm the best man there ever was again. So my story comes down to is we can check continuity here on Earth with gadgets. But what I want to really focus on is our continuity with God. And if you could turn to John chapter 14 is where I'm going to be focusing on. John chapter 14, I'm going to start with verse 1, and I'll read to verse 14. Starting with John 14, verse 1, it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." It's funny here, Jesus is actually explaining to Philip and Thomas who he truly is. And Jesus actually says to himself that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. With relating the two, Jesus being our fuse to God and the fuse to the stove, it helps put a picture in my head that if that stove doesn't have that fuse, what is the stove? It's a metal box with a bunch of gadgets. That's about all it is, right? But you put the fuse in, and that fuse brings life to that stove. And that stove, what can it do then? It can cook, bake. I was scared to go further than that because I wasn't quite sure what else a stove can do, because I don't cook a whole lot. But it bakes, it cooks, it tells you time. There's many things that the stove does, but it needs that fuse to connect it. Even though that stove has the full power coming to it, it still can't do nothing until it has that fuse. Jesus is that connection for us to God. think about it. We have God's power right with us all the time. But until we have Jesus, accept Jesus as our fuse, we gain no power. Jesus has come. He has come to give us life. Giving Jesus as that fuse into our system, into our life, gives us life. I've heard a lot of people say that there's a higher power. Even Steve said, there's a big man upstairs. You know, people say there is a God. So, but what they're missing is they're not connected to that. We can say who God is, but until you really are connected, you don't know the power that you have. And Jesus Christ is that fuse that gains us that power. Notice here in Scripture, what is Jesus saying that we gain by being connected to the Father? Think about all the things that Jesus did as he walked on this earth, the miracles, the healings, the compassion he had for people, the love he had for people. We gain all of that when we accept Jesus Christ. But not only that, it says in here that we will do even greater things. I'm not sure what greater things we can do besides a miracle or a healing. I think the greater thing in my personality is we will be able to love everyone. We will look at them the way Jesus looks at everybody, because we are connected to God, the Creator, who created every individual that is on this planet. And having that fuse allows us to be able to do the greater thing, and that is to love our enemies, love those who hate us. We will be able to love. I want to do a little flip-flop thing here. I know you're not supposed to read the Bible and make things in the Bible that aren't there. I'm not really making things up. I'm just changing two words. So I want to read something to you. Read out of the Bible here. I'm going to start with verse 5. And it says, Bowmansville Church said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew him, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Flowing Waters said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said, don't you know me? Flowing Waters, even after I have been among you for such a long time. See, we see miracles every day. We hear about healings. We hear about God's work. What does that do for you? Is it just something that's just life? I would ask you to look at that hard and think about what God is doing. Because he wants to use each individual sitting in these pews. You all have gifts, talents, and he wants to use you on this earth for his honor and his glory. But the only way that can happen is if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That is the fuse that binds us. So my emphasis is just on that we take that step, and actually we can't use a electric tester, but I would ask you, when you go home, is to probe yourself. put something on your foot and put something up to God. And is there a connection? Is there continuity with you and God through Jesus Christ? Or does that continuity say there's a break there? If there's a break there, I would ask you to start asking yourself, why? What do I need to change? What does God want me to do? You know, I stand here and I say, it's easy. It's easy just to check continuity. Do you have a relationship with God? It's easy to get a piece of wire and hold one end to the other. Is there continuity in this wire? But it's not. It is not that easy. At work, a couple times, we had some of our electrical stuff not working, and to go in and try and figure out which wire it is, to try and figure out what it is, there's all kinds of complications, but it can be done. Our life on this earth is not easy. It's ups and downs all around, and we need that fuse to keep us connected to the man who has all the power. You heard stories that Will Marie and Steve shared of what God did in their life. And so you've heard some miracles this morning. And I would just ask you to just continue to probe yourself as far as, do you have continuity with God? And the only way you can have that is through Jesus Christ. I'm ending with that there and have a little short prayer. And then I'm going to ask the worship team to come up here, and we're going to sing a bunch of songs again. So just as we close out here, I'm going to end in prayers. Father, we do thank you and praise you that you have given us a way to be able to connect to that power, your power. I pray, Father, that we here at Bowmansville and also at Flowing Waters would just continue to seek and to search what you have for each one of us so that we can be a vessel here on this earth for you, and also to glorify you, and to also help build your kingdom here on this earth. Father, I also just pray and ask as we come into your part of worship this morning here, I ask and pray that if there's any evil thoughts or motives in the room, we ask in Jesus' name it be cleared out. We ask for the Holy Spirit to come down and fill us. And I just pray, Father, that as we leave here this morning and go out into the world again, that we can leave here feeling refreshed and renewed of who you are, how you work, and what our purpose is, Father. In your name we pray. Amen.
Well, as Rick mentioned, we heard some good stories this morning. I know Steve's whole story. I was pretty much there for the majority of it, and I did a lot of the same stupid things. So, and Will Marie had a great story to share where she had a bright light just come to her as she was leaving this room. But for every single one of us experiencing God, the big question for us is, why would he do this for me? Who am I that I would receive this? So, let's ask him that question. We'll sing this song.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose the life away of my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, would look on me with love and watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading. It's a day and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours.
And I meant to say this at first, and I forgot. I will invite you all to stand. And thankfully, God does bless us regardless of who we are. So let's bless his name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. I'm found in the desert place. I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Bless the Lord.
Spirit
worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
And as Will Marie said, she saw the light, I believe, as she was walking out. Cool. And I thank God that I saw the light as well. So.
I wanted so aimless. Life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the
very quickly, I'm going to invite anybody from Flowing Waters that wants to come up here and sing this song. You're more than welcome to.
Got a river of life flowing out of me, makes a lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me.
I don't know, they're looking at me, so I guess I'm supposed to say something. Who wants to stop? Shall we keep going? I'm feeling good right now. No, I just, Nate wants to keep going. Come, Nate. I just want to thank you for allowing Flowing Waters to have this opportunity to come front and at least share what is happening. I know in the past I have not been very keeping up to date with you guys, but I just want to thank you and praise you. You can sit. This will go another half hour yet. The pizza's not ready. So, I just want to thank you for allowing us to have this opportunity. There is a lot of things that have happened in the last month or two at Flowing Waters. There has been a lot of roller coasters. There has been a lot of God moments, but there's also been a lot of deep valleys. And I just want to praise God that some of the people that have gone through these deep valleys, dark valleys, are sitting amongst us this morning, and I just praise God for that, and I thank you as a congregation for backing Flowing Waters and being there for us. So on that note, I just want to end in a prayer here, and then you're dismissed. So, Father, I just thank you that you are a God that we can come to, no matter how we look, how we smell, or what we're doing, Father. I thank you that you are a God that does love us unconditionally. And I just pray, Father, that you just continue to allow us to be available for this community, to help bring Jesus to this community so we can bring life. And Father, I know that you have great plans for this church and for this community. And I want to thank you and praise you that you are allowing us to be vessels to do that. And so I just pray, Father, that as we leave here this morning, we go energized in who you are and wanting to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that we come in contact with. And in your name we pray, amen. You are dismissed, and thank you.